Hello.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Doing pretty well.
So, yes, we've just been talking about Guardians of the Galaxy, and I was saying I was so surprised about how much I loved it. Because I went in there thinking, okay, I'm not a massive fan of these type of films, but, you know, let's see what it's like. And it's brilliant. It's so funny. It's quirky. Just from the moment you step into that world and you're dancing with your headphones on, doing the slides.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that. I've been hearing that a lot, actually, from people who wouldn't expect to normally enjoy a Marvel type of movie, you know. I've been hearing that a lot, like a lot of ladies and different people who aren't necessarily part of that demographic, the Marvel demographic, they've been really enjoying it.
So. Yeah, yeah, and it actually lives up to the trailer, because obviously I watched the trailer before and I thought, okay, so the trailer's funny.
Yeah.
So is it going to be as good? And it really is. I mean, you've got the talking raccoon and...
Yeah, we've got a talking raccoon, we've got a big tree, that
thing.
Person, like yeah. a muscle-bound tree person, we've got a knife-wielding maniac and a green-skinned assassin. It's a space epic, and it's been a long time since anything like this has ever come out, if ever, and... Yeah, I think they did a hell of a job putting it together. I'm really proud of it. I've seen it a few times now, and man, I can't believe it. Because when we were making it, a lot of us were like, "What the hell are we making?" You know, it's hard to see or to know exactly what you're doing when you have so many elements of animation and CG happening all around you. You know, I had a hunch we were onto something pretty cool, but then seeing the movie for the first time, I realized like, wow, they've really put together something completely different and just really fun.
Yeah, I was thinking that actually when I was watching. I was like, you guys can't have seen any of this, because it's pretty much all CGI, I would imagine.
Yeah, there are elements of animation added to everything, because these worlds that they're creating, the, you know, the vast universe and the different corners of our cosmos that they're exploring, you just never have seen anything like that. And you certainly can't go to space to shoot it. So
no, exactly.
It's all animated and... But the animation's brilliant. I mean, it's really unlike anything I've ever seen.
Mm, I watched it at the new IMAX cinema in Leicester Square.
And
it was so good. The 3G effects and everything were just brilliant.
In IMAX, did the aspect ratio change? Did sometimes the screen get bigger?
Yeah.
And sometimes, that's what I hear. I guess as an IMAX experience, it's really unbelievable. So,
you felt like you were in
IMAX
that world.
If you can.
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely recommend that. So, we discover at the beginning of the film that you're a great dancer. Do you mean, is this something you've always been able to do? Or you put it on for the film?
Yeah, we used to dance a lot. Used to have a lot of dance-offs in the basement. And, you know, mostly, luckily for me in this role, all of my dancing is limited to sort of what I learned in the late 80s and early 90s. So I can't do the Dougie or anything like that. But I can do the Running Man for like 45 minutes straight. That's pretty good.
That's very good. I've always wanted to be able to do the Running Man, and I've never quite worked out how to do it. I just end up jogging on the spot.
Yeah, we'll get you going. I'll teach you how to do it.
Brilliant. And also, can you teach me how to do a French plait? Because that's something else I can't do, and we've discovered that you're very good at.
Really? I imagine it's got to be really difficult to do it on... I've never had long enough hair to give myself a French braid. I imagine it's got to be pretty hard to do on your own hair.
Yeah.
But I could teach you how to do it on someone else's hair. Sure.
I've got a little girl, and she's three and a bit, and she's always the scruffiest in nursery, because I don't know how to do any hairstyles,
really?
So I need to learn that.
Oh, it's super easy. You can go on YouTube and learn it.
So how did you learn it, though, and why?
I learned it from my mother-in-law. You know, my wife has long hair, it's sort of our ritual. I had a sister growing up, and so braiding hair was something that I did from time to time for her, my wife has longer hair, and I would braid her hair, but the way I would braid it was just a standard braid, and apparently it was kind of, her mom said that it was breaking her hair off at the wrong spot, so she said, you have to do a French braid, and I said, all right, well, show me how to do it, and, you know, she showed me how to do it, and that was just over this past summer.
And now the whole world's gone crazy for it, because if you go online,
really interested in my braiding skills.
Well, people like you anyway, and now they love you even more, because it's like, not only is he absolutely gorgeous, buff, but he can also do a French braid.
He's sensitive. I'm like a lop-eared bunny. Sensitive.
And I love the fact that you actually plait your wife's hair. That's really sweet.
Yeah, it's nice. I do that every night before bed as part of our ritual. We'll pop on Game of Thrones or something, and I'll be braiding her hair.
Is that true or not?
We're just, you know, it is, yeah. And then we'll just get weird.
So your wife is the actress Anna Faris. Do you guys have a rule that you don't talk about work at home, or do you talk about films and movies and different things you're doing? Or?
No, we definitely talk about it. I think it's kind of a benefit of being together, is we both understand what the other is going through, and you know, characters, we'd like to talk about that. We're constantly pitching ideas and jokes for different projects. I feel like we have a million things going on, and we can't help but talk about work. It's just something that naturally happens.
Does your son realize that you guys are famous yet? I mean, he's only two and a bit, isn't he?
So yeah, I don't think he realizes it. I mean, people will come up and take pictures, and I'm not sure he knows that why or not. It's cool to think. It's nice to think that one day my son's going to be old enough to be able to go to school and say that his dad is Star-Lord.
Absolutely.
That just dawned on me yesterday. I was having a conversation with one of the co-stars on the movie, and he said that, yeah, because he did a voiceover work as the Iron Giant. It was Vin Diesel, and he did the Iron Giant. He said that his baby could go to school and say that, you know, his dad was the Iron Giant. I was really proud of that. It kind of dawned on me last night that might make my son proud, you know?
Yeah.
I've always been afraid that it would make him resentful, but I think it will make him proud.
Him very, very proud, I think.
Yeah.
And also proud of some other roles that you've got coming up. You're starring in the new Jurassic Park film, which I'm so excited about.
Thanks.
Can you tell us a bit about that film? Because I can imagine now that CGI has come on so much since the original movies, the dinosaurs are going to look immense.
And... Yeah, oh, the dinosaurs are going to look insane. They're really making groundbreaking... they have new groundbreaking techniques for creating dinosaurs and for creating animals, and they use a type of stop motion. So that's like, motion capture.
Yeah.
So, you know, before, if you'd see T-Rex walking around, it would look really good, but there was a disconnect. It didn't seem the T-Rex was having a real relationship with the ground beneath its feet. You know, it was just like kind of stepping and you'd hear the sound, but now you get the sense of like, the actual weight transfer of an animal of that size, and it's just going to be groundbreaking and visually stunning. And it's been 22 years since the first one came out, and just to tease it a little bit, it's an up and running park now. It's called Jurassic World, and there are 20,000 visitors a day. And so the magnitude and the scale of this movie, it's just so much bigger than, you know, 5 or 10 people on a jungle island.
Yeah.
This is like, if, you know, Universal Studios meets Dubai, gets terrorized by dinosaurs.
Wow.
So it's really big and epic.
Pretty scary, I should, because the first one was quite scary.
Yeah, it should be. It should be pretty scary.
And I need to talk to you about Knight Rider. There was rumors that you are playing the Knight Rider, David Knight, stepping into David Hasselhoff's shoes. Is this happening?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, no one could ever step into David Hasselhoff's shoes. They are far too... big and
out there.
And out there. You know, it's funny because it's been more rumor than anything. So I don't know anything official, but I think it's a really funny idea, and I could see myself wanting to go see that movie. I think with the right script, it could really be an awesome idea, but that really has been more of a rumor than anything. But man, if someone called me today and said, hey, here's a script, I would definitely read it.
Because I could see you doing it, like with your style of acting, and you know, you're kind of like a little bit off the wall, aren't you? Which is how you even got noticed, because you weren't even planning on being an actor, were you? You got discovered waiting in a restaurant.
I was just waiting tables.
Mm.
Yeah, I would have loved to have been an actor at any moment in my life, but I never made any plans. I hadn't really made any plans to do anything in my life. It just sort of happened.
You're considered the luckiest man in Hollywood. That's what people say.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That is true.
Because it just happened without you.
Kind of just like fell down a set of stairs and woke up in Hollywood.
And then here you are. You are now Star-Lord.
And now I'm Star-Lord.
In Guardians of the Galaxy, which is brilliant. You guys have got to go and see it. As I said, it was surprising. I even tweeted my most surprising movie recommendation of the year.
Oh, thank you.
I did at you because I thought your at is hilarious.
Oh,
Pratt,
yeah?
Pratt, Pratt,
Pratt. Pratt, 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 yeah.
Yeah,
Chris
that.
Pratt was taken, so I'm at Pratt, Pratt, Pratt. Which
amazing
turns out
sentence.
Is a huge mistake because it's like 14... of your 140 allotted characters. So
yeah, so you don't get left to say much.
Yeah, you don't have much left to say.
Chris, it's been so nice to see you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, and I appreciate you telling your fans about your listeners about the movie, and I hope they like it as much as you did.
Yeah, they're not my fans. They're definitely your fans.
No, well, you know what I mean.
Thank you, Chris.
Bye.